episode number 50 of Podka. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Ronald Lee. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic. Good night. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai.
That good night is an engaging book that will become an important part of an expanding cultural conversation about the way we think about death. If this reminded you of the excellent book another doctor wrote on this topic, well, you are right. If you think you may be suffering from sleep apnea, seek medical attention from doctors who are trained to treat it. If you are constantly drowsy, or you are having trouble getting enough sleep at night, it might be time to visit your doctor. Feeling drowsy during the day, and being told that you are loudly snoring at night, can be signs you are suffering from sleep apnea. Sleeping in the daytime may mess with your internal clock, meaning that you might have trouble sleeping at night. Some people wake many times throughout the night. Others drift off or shout during the night. As you might have experienced in summertime or a warm place, getting a good night's sleep when you are too warm can be really difficult. Developing healthier habits around your bedtime routine may help you sleep better. Optimize your bedroom environment. Many people think the bedroom environment and how it is set up is the critical element to getting a good night's sleep. If you are looking to optimize your health or lose weight, getting a good night's sleep is one of the most important things you can do. Talk with your doctor about changes you can make to sleep better at night. Summary: regular daylight hour exercise is one of the best ways to help ensure you have a good night's sleep. While exercise every day is crucial to getting a good night's sleep, doing so too late in the day can lead to sleep problems. Do not eat late at night. Eating late in the night can have negative effects on both sleep quality and natural release of HGH and melatonin. Do not drink alcohol. Drinking a couple drinks late in the night may have negative effects on sleep and hormones. There are a lot of reasons older adults might not sleep well at night. Older people tend to fall asleep early and wake up early compared to their younger years. Older adults need roughly the same amount of sleep all adults need, between 7 and 9 hours every night. Some older adults who are having trouble sleeping can use over-the-counter sleep aids. People who suffer from sleep apnea has brief stops in breathing when you are sleeping. Rapid eye movement, or REM, sleep behavioral disorders are another condition that can make getting a good night's sleep difficult. One study of older adults determined that the exercises almost cut their sleep time by half, providing an extra 41 minutes of sleep per night. Exercise reduced the amount of time spent falling asleep by 55%, the amount of overall sleepiness during the night by 30%, and the level of anxiety by 15%, whereas the amount of overall sleep increased by 18%. Go to bed and wake at the same times every day, even on weekends or when traveling. Sleep well and rest so that you wake up feeling youthful and energized for your important day tomorrow. Close your eyes and fall asleep. All that wonderful time is yours for the taking. I hope that you are comfortable and snug in your bed, ready to have a great night's sleep, and wake up feeling so refreshed. This is one of the last nights that we will need to be apart, and I am ready to begin anew forever with you. Even though I am with you now, I am still looking forward to seeing you in my dreams. It does not matter how vivid and beautiful my dreams are, because they are still no match for those sweet moments of being with you. I suppose that I must have been a wonderful man for meeting a sweet little girl like that, whose beauty cannot even be hidden from the stars at night. Queen of my heart, you are the first thing that comes to my mind on rising, and you are the last thing that crosses my mind on sleeping. You are everything right and good about the world, and I wish that I could remind you of this while you are sleeping. To be of good mind, having a sincere wish is derived from circa 1500. Good deeds, were a mid-age. As acts of devotion, good deeds, in particular, as acts of service to others, were reinforced early 20th century. To do a good recompense, to make amends for, is from the late 14C. From CA.1200 onwards in number or amount, great, large, time or distance, long. Well, at the a fair amount of time is from CA.1300. Well, the way great distance is mid-15C. This night, that moon, and those stars, all of them are going to disappear in the morning. They are probably tired, but also worried that you are so far away they cannot sleep. The fact that moon is brightening up our nights makes me feel better about when you are not around. Full of lively material, gorgeous language, and smart observations, good night. Pleasure as ours captures the lived practice of making and living music as a musician in a way it has not been written in this way before. The point of A Nice Night, a book which features Gwyneth Paltrow somewhat unglamorized, seems to be that perfect worlds and ideal relationships only exist in dreams, and that if you are going to survive, and perhaps even find a bit of happiness, in this life, you would better start accepting certain compromises and limitations, rather than, as Voltaire once observed, making perfect the enemy of the good. Think twice before skipping valuable downtime, because getting a good night's rest is important for more than just feeling refreshed. It is good for brain function, mood, productivity, and heart health. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ronald, and this was episode 50 of Podka. See y'all next time.
Podbot.ai